It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Kelsey.
So, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a country of six or more letters, change two letters in it to name the resident of another country's capital. And the answer is Pakistan. Change two letters, you get Parisian.
Now, I definitely did not get this one, but we did receive more than 700 correct responses. And the winner is Nancy Neufeld from Huntington, West Virginia. Congratulations, Nancy, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
So, Nancy, how did you figure it out?
We just were guessing a place. We guessed Parisian first for some reason, my son. And we were sitting around the table because it was the start of our break. He said Parisian and my husband said Pakistan.
So it was just that easy?
It was that easy.
So do you guys usually solve this as a family? Is it a joint affair every time?
Oh, it's definitely a contest to see who can get it first.
And what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am the CEO of my family, and I volunteer, a community volunteer in Huntington. I especially love the food bank. So.
Oh, that's wonderful, and wonderful at this time of year as well. Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess so. I'm so nervous.
All right, Will. Well, I will be here to help you. Will, it's your turn. Take it away.
All right, Nancy, don't be nervous. Every answer today is a word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are B and R, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels. For example, if I said prickly bush, you would say briar, which has a B and two R's and just vowels otherwise. All right, here's number one. Material in an automobile tire.
Oh, it's not burlap. Rubber.
Rubber, is it? A thief.
Burglar.
Yeah, that's got a G, though.
Is that? Oh.
Just B and R.
Yeah. And just as like...
Robber.
Robber, you got it. A hairstylist.
Barber.
A barber. Try this. Leader at a synagogue.
Oh, a rabbi.
Rabbi, is it? Here's your next one. An illegal payment.
A bribe.
Excellent. A doll from Mattel.
Barbie.
That's it. How about an elephant of children's literature?
Oh, Babar.
That's it. Singer Justin.
Bieber.
Uh-huh. First lady married to the first George Bush.
Barbara.
Barbara, is it? A small donkey.
Burrow.
How about a fence or other obstacle?
A fence?
Starts with a B.
A bear. No, not a barrel.
No. It does start B-A-R, though.
You're pretty close.
A barrier.
A barrier, is it? Now you need a two-word answer, and it's an island in French Polynesia with a repetitive name.
Oh, not Bali. Bali, because that was Bara.
No, that's in Indonesia. This is in French Polynesia. It's got a repeated name.
Bora Bora?
There you go.
Bora Bora, you got it. And your last one, it's a three-word answer. Cub in a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Babar.
No. And I'll help you out here. First of all, what is a grizzly?
Bear.
That's it. That's the last part. And the first two words, what's a term for a little mistake? You make a little mistake, you make a... Starts with B. What does a ghost say?
Boo-boo the bear.
Boo-boo bear, you got
yeah.
it.
Oh,
you got it.
Nancy, great job. How do you feel?
Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. It is a lot harder, though.
It is hard, and you know what? You did much better than I did, and this is why you won and not me.
Yeah, so excited.
I'm so glad. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzles, books, and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Nancy, which member station do you listen to?
West Virginia Public Radio, WVPB.
Nancy Neufeld from Huntington, West Virginia, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Will, so what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Take the nine letters of Earth sign, repeating them as often as necessary. You can spell the four-word title of a classic movie in 15 letters. You can also use them to spell the four-word title of a classic song in 19 letters. What two titles are these? It's again the nine letters of Earth sign. Repeat them as often as necessary. You can make the foreword title of a classic movie in 15 letters and also the foreword title of a classic song in 19 letters. What titles are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up your phone, you'll get to play on the air with puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks as always, Will.
Thank you, Kelsey.